For deaths on or after the 9th of October 2007, it is possible for the unused nil rate band of one spouse or civil partner to be transferred to the other spouse for use on a second death. In its simplest form, this means that if Mr. A dies, leaving his estate to Mrs. A, and Mrs. A subsequently dies after the 9th of October 2007, then the estate of Mrs. A can be reduced by two nil bands. If Mrs. A dies in 2010-11, the nil band available to her estate will be £325,000 times by two, which is £650,000. Note here that it is only necessary for Mrs. A to have died after October 2007. Mr. A could have died many years before. As long as some part of his nil band was unused, the transferable nil band rules will apply. A claim needs to be made by the executors of the second spouse. On the death of the first spouse, the unused nil band is recorded, but no claim is made. Also note that the uplifted nil band is thereafter used in the calculation of all IHT liabilities arising as a result of death. This will include any tax on pets and CLTs, as well as the death estate. By way of illustration, Trevor Holland died on the 23rd of September 2002. He left his family home and chattels worth £400,000 to a wife, Enid, and the balance of the estate worth £200,000 to his son, Peter. His only lifetime gift had been £30,000 to Peter on his marriage in August 1999. Enid Holland died on the 3rd of January 2011. She left an estate of £725,000 to her son Peter. She made no lifetime gifts. We will calculate the IHT payable on Enid's estate. Starting with Trevor Holland. The marriage gift to Peter in August 1999 was a pet. The gift of £30,000 is reduced by a marriage exemption of £5,000 and two annual exemptions to give a pet of £19,000. The pet is chargeable on Trevor's death in 2002, but is covered by the nil band. Trevor's gross death estate is £600,000. He left £400,000 to his wife, Enid, so the chargeable estate is £200,000. The nil band for 2002-03 is £250,000. This is reduced by the pet of £19,000, giving a nil band remaining of £231,000. The nil band exceeds the chargeable estate, so no tax is payable on Trevor's death. The unused nil band on Trevor's death is £31,000. This can be transferred to Enid. As Enid died after October 2007, her executors can claim the unused nil band from her late husband's estate. The unused nil band was £31,000 for 2002-03. The full 2002-03 nil band was £250,000. Therefore, the percentage of the 2002-03 nil band unused by Trevor is £31,000 divided by £250,000, giving 12.4%. This means that when Enid dies, her nil band can be uplifted by 12.4%. Enid Holland died in January 2011, leaving an estate of £725,000 to her son Peter. The nil band for 2010-11 is £325,000. This can be uplifted by 12.4%, so the available nil band on Enid's death is £365,300. The taxable estate is therefore £359,700. This is taxable at 40%, giving IHT payable by Enid's executors of £143,880. So, what if a taxpayer had more than one spouse, or survived one spouse, then subsequently married another? Where a taxpayer has survived more than one spouse or civil partner, additional nil bans can be claimed from more than one estate. Also, if a spouse, let's call him Mr. X, takes some nil ban from a deceased spouse, Mrs. X, then subsequently gets remarried to Miss Y, on Mr. X's death, any of his unused nil ban can be transferred to Miss Y. However, the additional nil ban which can be accumulated is limited to a maximum of the nil ban in force at the date of death. Therefore, the maximum nil ban any person can have is 2 times the nil ban for the year of death. By way of illustration, Barbara Knox died on the 12th of May 2002. She left an estate of £125,000 to her husband, John. She had made no lifetime gifts. John Knox subsequently married Frances Gardner in August 2005. John Knox died on the 31st of January 2008, leaving an estate as follows. He left his family home and chattels worth £210,000 to his wife Frances, and the balance of his estate worth £400,000 to his son Peter. John had made no lifetime gifts. Frances Gardner died on the 15th of December 2010, leaving an estate of £625,000 to her children. She had made no lifetime gifts. We will calculate the IHT payable on the deaths of John and Frances. First, we consider the IHT position on the death of Barbara. As Barbara's estate passes to her husband, John, there is no IHT payable. Barbara's nil ban is therefore fully unused and can be transferred to John on his death. John Knox died in January 2008. This is after October 2007, so his estate can benefit from the unused nil ban from Barbara's estate. In this case, John's nil ban can be uplifted by 100%, as none of his wife's nil ban was used when she died. John's estate was £610,000. He left assets worth £210,000 to his second wife, Frances. This is an exempt transfer, so the chargeable estate is £400,000. The nil ban for 2007-08 is £300,000. However, this can be doubled, as none of his first wife's nil ban was used when she died. The available nil ban on John's death is therefore £600,000. As you will see, the chargeable estate is now covered by the nil ban, leaving no tax payable on John's death. John now has an unused nil ban of £200,000. This can be transferred to his second wife, Frances, to be used on her death. The unused nil ban is £200,000. The nil ban for the year of John's death, 2007-08, is £300,000. The percentage of the nil ban unused is therefore £200,000 divided by £300,000, being 66.67%. Finally, we consider the IHT position on the death of Frances in December 2010. On her death in 2010-11, Frances's nil ban can be uplifted by 66.67%, as some of John's nil ban was unused when he died. Frances's chargeable estate is £625,000. The available nil ban is £325,000 times 166.67%, giving £541,667. The taxable estate is therefore £83,333. IHT due at 40% is therefore £33,333. There are 2 practice questions to attempt to complete this session. We are asked to calculate the IHT payable by Jackie's executors as a result of her death. To do this, we must consider any lifetime transfers first. In July 2004, Jackie gave £275,000 to a discretionary trust. We deduct 2 annual exemptions to leave a chargeable lifetime transfer of £269,000. The nil band of £263,000 for 2004-05 is fully available, leaving a taxable amount of £6,000. Jackie paid any lifetime inheritance tax due. We will therefore calculate tax using the grossed up rate of 20/80, giving IHT due on the transfer of £1,500. The significance of this is that this lifetime tax must be added to the chargeable lifetime transfer to leave a gross chargeable transfer of £270,500. This is important because the amount carried forward for accumulation purposes is this gross amount. We now move on to the taxation of the death estate. Jackie died in December 2010, leaving an estate of £600,000. Jackie left her estate equally between her son, her daughter, and a UK charity. One third of the estate is therefore exempt, leaving a chargeable estate of £400,000. The nil band at death is £325,000. From this, we must deduct the gross amount of any chargeable transfers in the 7 years before Jackie's death. The gross transfer brought forward for accumulation purposes is £270,500, leaving a nil band remaining of £54,500. The taxable estate is therefore £345,500. This is charged at 40%, giving IHT payable by Jackie's executors of £138,200. As Dorian is domiciled in the UK, IHT is charged on his worldwide assets of £575,000. The funeral expenses and the cost of the headstone are deductible. These total £4,750. Only non-UK probate fees are allowed. The foreign probate expenses are £2,000. These are fully deductible, as they do not exceed 5% of the value of the foreign assets. Dorian's chargeable estate is therefore £568,250. As Dorian had made no lifetime transfers, a full nil band is available, leaving a taxable amount of £243,250. This is charged at 40%, giving inheritance tax payable by Dorian's executors of £97,300. This concludes this introduction to the death estate. In the next session, we shall look at the special valuation rules which apply to certain assets.